Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
It is a pleasure and a great privilege to see something brothers and sisters being baptized.
我们今天早晨非常高兴，我们也带着一个欢喜快乐心，看到我们十七位的弟兄姐妹受浸归入主的名下。
This is one of the great privileges I have as a pastor.
作为一个传道人，这是一个最高兴的一件事情。
Probably second only to be in the best seat of the house at a wedding.
我想比坐在欢迎参加婚礼里面坐在第二个位置更高兴的事情。
牧师是站在最前面。
牧师是站在最前面。
我感谢主。But thank the Lord, we have this privilege to be here.
很高兴我们今天能够相聚在主的面前。
Well, this past Tuesday was a pretty big day for the state of Wisconsin.
在过去的这星期二的当中，对 Wisconsin 来讲呢，每一个人是一个很大的一个日子。
I don't know about you, but I was sitting in front of my TV for about an hour straight, just keeping tab of all the polls, all the numbers coming in to figure out who is going to be the next governor of Wisconsin.
主传道礼拜二晚上的时候，坐在电视机面前有一个多小时之间，要知道到底 Wisconsin 的州长将会是谁。
I don't know, am I the only one that did that?
我不知道他说他是不是唯一这样做的人。
I enjoy that because I don't know about you, but I've been seeing a lot of commercials on TV saying how one candidate is better than the other person.
因为我们在电视上看很多的广告，说某一个竞选员是比其他的人更好。
And right after that commercial, another commercial will come forward saying the reverse, saying the first candidate is really bad. Vote for me, the second candidate.
然后呢，因为我们看到另一个广告说前那个不太好，然后呢，你应该投我的票。
It's all about advertisement, getting your attention.
这些都是一些广告，为了要得到你的注意力。
Why am I mentioning this?
为什么我讲这个呢？
Because right now in this passage this morning, we have come to the point in Jesus' life where you could arguably be one of the lowest point in his ministry.
因为今天我们要看的这段圣经可以这样讲，是在耶稣的传道里面，他事实上最低潮的一个时间。
In the beginning of chapter 6, he had about 5,000 people following him.
在第六章的时候，我们看到有五千的人来跟从耶稣。
By the end of the chapter, he was down to 12.
然而呢，在第六章的结尾的时候，我们看到只有十二位来跟从他的人。
Actually, it was 11.
可能说应该只有十一位。
Because the Bible specifically states that out of the 12, right in chapter 6, one of them was of the devil, and he was referring to Judas.
然后我们在圣经里面看到，说到那第六章最后结束的时候呢，事实上他与一位门徒犹大是要成为将来卖他的。
So I was trying to do the math in my head.
如果是以数学来想的话
，if 5,000 people is 100% approval rate.
若是五千个人是一百个百分比的这个赞成率的话
，What is 11？
那什么是十一呢
？I did a quick calculation in my head. That's a 0.25% approval rate.
那可以说，若是计算的话，是0.25个百分比的人。
And so, what you have in terms of political career, if this was a political career.Jesus' career is over.
若是以一个政治的角度来看，那耶稣的政治的生涯这个时候就是一个结束的时候了。
And so, actually, his brothers were concerned about him.
所以他的弟兄们原来就很关心他的声誉。
If you have your Bibles, please open to John chapter 7.
若是你有圣经，请打开约翰福音第七章。
Let me read from verses 1 to 5.
我们读第一节到第五节。
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand, so his brother said to him, Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you're doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.For not even his brothers, believed in him.
因为时间的缘故，我们就不读中文了。
So here we have this chapter opened up with the fact that Jesus' pole has taken a huge hit.
似乎从我们这边看到，我们耶稣的那个喜欢率呢，降到极点。
And so low that it says here that he was not, cannot even go to Judea.
似乎在这里，他连要去那个犹大地都不行去了。
He had to stay in Galilee.
他必须在加利利。
He had to stay in a place where it's basically considered the rural area of Israel.
他必须要在以色列一个比较偏僻的地方在那里。
Now we know that this, if you've been following the politics, one of the candidates that's running this time was a man by the name of Ron Johnson.
我们知道你若是在这选举有一个竞选员叫 Ron Johnson 这个人。
Ron Johnson is from Oshkosh.
他是从阿什卡西来的。
But in order for his influence to be felt, he had to do a lot of campaigning right here in Milwaukee.
他为了让他自己能够被大家所知道，他必须常常来 Milwaukee， 这样大家可以认识他。
But here Jesus is basically not allowed to go into the center of influence in his town.
然后我们看耶稣似乎他不能够去以色列最重要的城市去造成一个影响力。
And so at this time, his brothers made this comment.
所以他的弟兄就这样对他说。
And it's probably a loving comment.
可能是一个为了关心他的一个话语。
They want to be his campaign manager.
他们可能要替他竞选。
They want to say, hey, Jesus, your pole has taken a huge hit.
他可能对耶稣说，你现在的名誉扫地了。
You know what? But it's not too late.
但是还不太迟。
What you can do right now is to go to the Feast of Tabernacles.
正好这个时候是月节的祝棚节的时候，你可以去犹大地吧。
All you have to do is go there, do some of your miracles, and you're going to get the crowds back. To follow you.
只要你去那个地方再做几个神迹，很多人就会来跟从你的。
And so, the brothers said this, and they probably had good intention.
这样，他的弟兄就这样跟他讲。
But you know what troubles me about this text?
但是你知道吗？圣经上这一段的圣经是怎么说的呢？
What troubles me about this text is actually found in verse 5.
然后在第五节呢，圣经上却是这样说。
He says, "For not even his brothers believed in him."
他说，事实上，连他的弟兄都不相信他的。
Here is someone, a group of people that live with Jesus week in and week out.
这些与耶稣基督每一天同进同出的人呢
？You can make an argument that the disciples who left at the end of chapter 6 have been following Jesus for only a year or maybe two at most.
那些跟从耶稣的门徒可能最多跟从了一年半或者两年而已。
But here there's a group of people that Jesus lived with all his life.
而然后呢，我们看到这一群他的兄弟，事实上是跟他一起长大的。
And yet, Jesus here says, and the Bible, the John here says, that they do not believe in him.
然后圣经却告诉我们，他的弟兄们却是不相信他的。
How did that be?
这怎么可能呢？
As I thought about this, I think one possibility is that they had a false view of what the Messiah is supposed to be.
可能有一个原因，因为他们对于弥赛亚有一个错误的一个认识。
And probably they wanted a Messiah, like most of the Jews at that time, they wanted a Messiah to overthrow the Roman Empire.
他们想要一个弥赛亚，这个弥赛亚是可以把罗马帝国推翻的一个弥赛亚。
And so they wanted a Jesus to save them.And they wanted a Jesus that was basically not unlike the Jesus that the crowd wanted to feed them, to make them happy, to provide for their physical needs.
他们可能想要耶稣的呢，是一个把罗马帝国推翻的，甚至他们想要的耶稣是一个满足他们在生活上所需要的一位耶稣。
So they came to Jesus, and that's why they say to him.
所以他们对耶稣这样说。
You have to make yourself well known.
他说你要扬声名啊。
They said that you're never going to get anywhere in Galilee.
假如你在加利利，你不会得到名声的。
Do you put a lamp under a bushel?
你要把这个灯照一个罩子的话呢
？No, you make it open. So if you want a public ministry, you have to go to Jerusalem.
所以他对耶稣说，你若是想要让你自己有名声的话，大家都知道你，你必须要去耶路撒冷。
And so Jesus' brother said that to him.
所以耶稣的弟兄就这样的对他讲。
But they have a misunderstanding of Jesus.
所以主要的原因，事实上他们事实上对耶稣，他们其实并不了解。
And I say this with fear and trepidation, because if someone like Jesus' brothers live with him week in and week out, and they still misunderstood him, is there a chance that in your life and in my life, we have the wrong Jesus as well?
若是耶稣的弟兄都可以误解他，何况今天你我，我们在我们对耶稣的认识，我们可能有一个错误的认识。
How do you know you have the right Jesus?
你怎么知道你所认识的耶稣是一个正确的耶稣呢？
You know, as I think about this, you know, throughout church history, people consistently have the wrong view of Jesus.
在人类的历史里面，人类对耶稣事实上都一直不断有一个误解的一个认识。
In the 19th century, there was a popular movement. That's when theological liberalism was at its rise.
当19世纪当这个自由主义开始暴涨的时候呢？
There are a lot of people going around saying that Jesus was basically just a good teacher.
他们这样说，耶稣事实上基本上他只不过是一个好的老师而已。
And what he teaches is not really any different from what other religious teachers teach.
他的教导跟其他的宗教的领袖的教导似乎并没有什么差别。
It's about being the right person.
意思只是说，耶稣只是告诉我们要做一个好的人，或他只不过是一个好的人。
In the 20th century.
在二十世纪呢，
Especially in South America,
特别是在南美的地方，
with a lot of the rich oppressing the poor,
当这些有钱的人压榨那些贫穷人的时候，
there's a theological movement that arises. It's called liberalization.
另外一个在所谓一个释放神学的一个解放神学的一个说法。
It's just that what Jesus does is he overthrows the powerful and he helps the weak.And helps the poor.
耶稣只不过是把那个有钱的人把他们打败，然后帮助那些贫穷的人而已。
In other words, Jesus is a social revolutionary.
耶稣好像是一个社会改革者一样。
Now, in the past 20 years since the 80s,
在过去的二十年，自从八零年代之后
，this newa new theology is called prosperity gospel.
另外一个所谓的成功神学的一个说法。
And what it is that it shows that Jesus, if you're a Christian, Jesus wants you to be.Healthy, wealthy, and successful.
成功神学意思告诉我们，若是成为一个基督徒，上帝会祝福你，使你成功，使你发财。
And this is really based off where we as a nation has gone since the 1980s.
事实上，这描写的就是在过去从八零年代到今天很多人的思想。
If you remember back in the 80s, there's a movie called Wall Street.
在八零年代有一个电影叫 Wall Street 这个电影。
And there's a statement that epitomizes.The whole generation.
这个电影事实上就描写整个的时代的状况。
And the statement is greed is good.
他是说那个贪心呢是一个好的事情。
And so we take our Jesus and fit it in.
很多的时候我们把耶稣来放进我们的价值观的里面。
You know, in each of these situations, there's a little modicum of truth.About Jesus in each of those situations.
在每一个情况之下，或许有一点点小小的是对的。
But when we do so, we're just like Jesus' brothers, completely skewing the picture of who Jesus is.
然后，事实上，我们有时候很多的时候，我们完全对耶稣的认识是一个错误的认识。
So this is an important question we need to know today. Do you have the right Jesus?
这是一个很重要的一个问题，我们今天要问我们自己，到底你我我们所认识的耶稣是一个正确的耶稣吗？
And so because our eternal life, our eternal destiny depends on having that right answer.
因为你我我们的永生的那个将来的这个目标跟你现在所认识的耶稣是有直接的关系的。
Thankfully, he did not leave us in the dark.
然后我们感谢主，他并没有让我们活在那个无知的里面。
Let me read from verse 6 on.
我们可以看第六节。
Jesus said to them, My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify it that its works are evil. You go off to the feast, I am not going off to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come. After saying this, remain in Galilee. And going on from verse 10. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, and he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he's leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him.
主传道念第六节到第十三节。
In this situation, what we have again is the fact that Jesus oftentimes, when people make a request for him, we see this already in the Gospel of John. And like in John chapter 2, when someone made a request of Jesus, Jesus at first seemed to say no.
从圣经时候我们看到在第二章的时候，当有人对耶稣有要求的时候，往往耶稣给他们的回答往往是否定的一个答案。
As we see in John chapter 2, the wine ran out, and Mary asked for more wine. And at first, Jesus seemed to say no.
当第二章的时候，当他们在这个宴席的里面酒用完的时候，他们玛利亚来问耶稣，耶稣似乎给玛利亚的答案是一个不，一个否定的一个答案。
So in the same way, he said no to his brothers.
同样的，这个地方他对他的弟兄说不，他将不要去这个犹大地。
He said no because they have the wrong motivation.
他说不的原因是因为他们的动机是一个错误的动机。
This Feast of Tabernacle is one of the three main feasts that all Jewish males are to attend within 20 miles.
我们知道祝棚节对犹太的男性只要住在20里之内呢，它是对他们是一个非常重要的一个节期。
In fact, out of the three feasts, some people will say that this is actually the largest, most important feast for the Jews.
对犹太人，这是一个最重要的一个节期。Because
this is a week-long celebration at the end of harvest.
在他们这个庆祝的时候呢，有八天的时间呢，庆祝这个丰收的这个季节。And
so it's a time of great celebration, of great joy, and it's also a time of great fun.
这个时候是他们最高兴、最欢喜、最喜乐的一个时刻。Because
all Jews who come to Jerusalem, they have to live in tents.
因为很多犹太人都不要到耶路撒冷，他必须要住在帐篷的里面。They
have to take branches, they have to take palm trees, branches, and they have to make tents with that.
他们用树枝，然后帐篷，他们住在帐篷的里面。And
you can imagine every street corner, every alley, even on rooftops, are filled with tents.
你可以想想，可能他们所街上，甚至呢屋顶、房屋顶上呢，他们都有这些帐篷。And
these tents have to pass the Pharisee code of regulation.
然后呢，这些帐篷呢，它必须要通过法利赛人他们的这个标准才能够可以搭起来。
Because these tents have to be so open enough that a kid could see the stars in the night.
它这个帐篷的上面呢，必须要有一个打开的空间呢，小孩子晚上的时候呢，能够看得到这个星星跟月亮。
So this is to remind them how God had led them for 40 years in the desert.
这个目的是要让他们回想到他们40年的时候，上帝怎么样带领他们在旷野的时候。
So this is a time of great fun.
这个时候是一个很大家很欢喜快乐的一个时间。
I mean, today it would be like the greater day of campground RV conference, the biggest RV camping conference you could think of.
好像我们今天的话，可能是这个。 露营啊，或者是这个 RV 的这个大家的一个聚集的一个时刻。
And so this is a great time for Jesus to make a great influence.
而这个时候是耶稣可以造成一个最大影响力的一个时刻。
But Jesus said, "This is not my time."
然后耶稣告诉他们说，我的时候还没有到。
If my time is not about campaigning.
我的时候不是这个时候为了要出名。
My time is to make God's well known.
我的时间是要让神的名得到彰显。But
the good thing of this text is that Jesus does tell us how we can know the true Jesus.
然后这段经文也告诉我们，我们怎么样认识一个正确的一个耶稣。
In the remaining time, I just want to point out three points, three clues that Jesus gives us to know how we know the real Jesus.
接下来的时间，我们可以思想三点。这三点，我们可以认识一个真正的耶稣是一个怎么样的耶稣。
First of all, we can know him based on who sent him.
第一个，我们看到，我们认识耶稣是谁差遣耶稣而来。
And secondly, we know that the true Jesus, when He leads us to the greater obedience of God.
第二个，真正的耶稣，他是一个顺服上帝旨意的耶稣。
And third, we know the real Jesus when we find a Jesus whose sole purpose, whose sole goal is to glorify God.
第三个，我们认识那个真正的耶稣是一个愿意荣耀神的耶稣。
Look at verse 14 with me.
我们看第十四节。
It says, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, how is it that this man has learning when he has never studied? So Jesus answered them, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood.
刚才我们读的14节到18节这段的经文。
First of all, we know the real Jesus because we know, when we know because his, the source of his message is not from himself, but from the God who sent him.
我们看到耶稣他自己说他的教训并不是从他自己而来，他所领受的，他传给我们的教训乃是从神而来的。
And we see this actually in verse 14.
在第十四节的地方我们就看到
He came to Jerusalem, he started preaching,And the people marvel greatly.
当他在耶路撒冷讲道的时候，大家都非常的惊叹他所讲的话语。
And in fact, the word for marvel there is actually used, it's the same word that's used so often for Jesus' miracles. It's the same astonishment that people had to his teaching as to his miracles.
圣经用这个稀奇这个字，稀奇呢，就好像耶稣在他每次行神迹的时候，众人所看到一个很奇妙的一件事情。
And what is especially shocking about the teaching of Jesus is what the Jews said about him. He says, where does this man learn all this teaching? He's never gone to school.
然后我们看到犹太人，当他们听到耶稣的讲话的时候，的传讲的道理的时候，他们说，诶，这个人从来没有上过学，他怎么会呢？
It's amazing. It's actually, excuse me, pardon me, it's kind of like this election.
就好像啊，若是以这次的这个选举来讲的话呢
，All of you who are Chinese background, do you realize your new governor in the state of Wisconsin never finished college?
你知道吗？我们这个将来的这个州长，他连大学都没有毕业。
I told my mom that, she was surprised.
他告诉他的朱彩娜，告诉他的妈妈，他的妈妈都觉得很惊奇的。
Because in Chinese culture.College is like junior high or high school.
因为对我们来讲，大学可能像就是初中、高中一样。
You don't even think about it, you do it. But here's someone who didn't have equivalent, what we consider Chinese people consider equivalent high school.
对我们好像中国人看起来连这个高中都没有毕业的一个人。
Are you scared yet? No, you shouldn't be.
你可能害怕吗？但是我想不需要。
No, it's about his ability.
我想最主要是他的能力。
And politics aside, he has taken over Milwaukee County for many years.
我们相信他已经管理了 Milwaukee 的 county 已经很多年了。
But the shocking thing about Jesus is far more.
但是我们相信耶稣对惊叹对众人乃是更大的。
He didn't even have elementary school.
他可能连小学都没有啊。
He's surrounded by these people.Who have equivalent of two or three PhDs?
他四周这些人，可能他们要以今天的角度来看，可能他们有好几个这个博士的学位。
And these scribes study under Gamaliel, under Hillel, these great scholars.
然后他这些人，他们所学的都当时犹太人很有名的这个拉比的这个学说。
And I can picture one of them going up to Jesus and say, "Jesus, Mr. Jesus, can I please see your diploma?"
可能有一个人来讲说。耶稣先生啊，可不可以看看你的毕业证书在什么地方吧？
He doesn't have one.
他没有任何毕业证书的。
But that's what makes his message so amazing.
但是觉得是之所以这样子，他所讲的话语是一个很奇，让人很稀奇的一件话语。
This is why I read a very wonderful from the commentary, a person who made this statement. This is from Calvin.
Calvin 他对这个事情他有一个 commentary， 他是这样说的。
He says when you see a teacher.Not trained in the school of man.
当你看到一个人，他不是从学术界而来的一个人。
Know that he has been taught by God.
然后我们相信这个人是上帝亲自教他的。
And he went on to say that God purposely had Jesus come out of the carpenter's workshop.
我们看耶稣似乎是一个从木匠而生的一个人。
Rather than from the school of the scribes.
而不是从一个学术的一个文士的出身。
So that no one would make the mistake to think that his teaching came from man.
所以没有一个人可以错误的认识他所讲的东西是从人而来的。
Or that his teaching was fabricated from the earth.
而他所讲的话语是一个掩饰性、一个装饰性的一个话语。
But his word and his teaching were from God himself.
而他的话语将是直接是从上帝那里而来的。
Jesus is the most amazing mind that ever lived.
耶稣可以说他的思想是那个时代一个最特殊的一个思想。
And that he was, because what he said is completely right.
因为他所说的每一件事情都是对的。
Let me just say here parenthetically that Jesus had this great learning. A lot of times we think that he had this great learning because he was God.
很多的时候我们觉得耶稣他很会讲话因为他是神。
But I want to tell you that Jesus had to learn some of these teachings from God himself.
但是我们的确我们相信耶稣也他直接他从神那里领受上帝的话语。
Because let me tell you, there's some things that Jesus didn't know. For example, Jesus did not know when the second coming was happening.
因为我们从圣经里面看到耶稣有些事情是他所不知道的比如他自己都不知道他第二次再来的时候是什么时候。
And ask yourself this question. Do you believe when Jesus was an infant lying in the manger that he knew the world was brown?
你知道吗？我若想想一下，当耶稣他自己是一个婴孩的时候，他是不是知道这个地球是圆的呢？
Well, theologians spend their whole life wondering about that.
很多神学家去问这样一个问题。
But I would say probably the answer is basically no.
那答案可能是不，他不知道。
Because I believe.That Jesus is human. Jesus is completely God, completely man. But the absent person, he had to grow in his knowledge of God.
但是以耶稣他人性来讲的话，他必须要像一个人，经过人的成长跟学习的过程。
So these teaching that he has is being taught by God.
因此，他所讲的话一定是直接的从上帝而来的教导。
So Jesus is completely God, completely man, but he learned.
耶稣是一个完全的神，他更是一个完全的人，但是在人性的里面，他也必须要做经过学习。
So the first thing we need to know is to recognize that Jesus' teaching is from God.
因此，第一件我们看到耶稣他是一个他所教导，他所教导的学习从神而来的。
Is your knowledge Jesus filled by the Word of God itself, or is it filled by the latest New York Times bestseller?About the life of Jesus, such as Da Vinci Code or other such books.
我们相信耶稣的他所学习的东西，他是直接从神而来的，而不是像我们从一般的报章、杂志、书籍而得来的一些学问。
So if we want to know the true Jesus, we need to read him in his word.
因此，你若是要认识真正的耶稣，你必须也要读上帝的话语，你才会认识那个真正的耶稣。
Secondly, we know we have the.We can have the real Jesus is that if we follow the real Jesus, it'll lead to a greater obedience to God.
第二个，你若是要认识耶稣基督，你必须要也成为一个遵行上帝旨意的人。
And this is, we see this actually in John chapter 17. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own.
第十七节这样说：人若遵行他的旨意，必知道这个教训是出于神，或者是凭着我自己而说的。
And Jesus said this because he knew many people would be asking him, Jesus, how do we know that your teaching is from God?
因为很多人可能会耶稣说：我怎么知道你所说的东西是从上帝而来的呢？
And so he gives the test of obedience.
所以他给他们讲有一个试验的方法，乃是我们愿意遵行上帝的旨意。
Listen to his logic.
你可以想象这个理论。
He says that sound judgment or right judgment flows from the fear of God.
那个正确的人生的判断乃是在于我们成为一个敬畏神的人的时候我们才有一个正确的判断。
So if a person is filled with the fear of God, they would be able to know fear the God. They would be able to know whether Jesus' teaching flows from God or not.
唯有当一个人有正确的认识，他是遵循上帝旨意的，他才能够判断出上耶稣所讲的话是不是真正从神而来。
And indirectly, he's rebuking the people because they cannot discern whether his teaching is from God or not. They cannot discern whether when God is teaching them.
因为在这个时候，那些听到他话语的人，他们其实并不太清楚他们耶稣所讲这些人他们的话语是不是从神而来的。
And this shows that you know the Satan is always trying to trick us.
因此我们常常看到撒旦有的时候他是要诡诈我们。
And he's always laying traps for us.
好让我们能够跌倒。
But Jesus is saying that if we're ready to obey God, God will never fail to show us light, so that we can follow him.
圣经很明确地告诉我们，当我们愿意遵循上帝的旨意，神的光必照亮我们，好让我们知道什么是真理。
But the problem is most of us are not willing, ready to hear God's word.
但是很多的时候，我们反而是我们自己不愿意遵循上帝的旨意。
When I was in Alaska, Rob took me fishing.
在当朱传道去阿拉斯加跟 Rob 他们一起去钓鱼的时候。
And you know, most of you know Rob is a great fisherman.
我们知道 Rob 他是一个很喜欢钓鱼的人。
And he took me salmon fishing.
他们去钓这个 salmon.
And he was fly fishing.
他事实上他们是 fly fishing.
Because it's late in the season, the only thing a salmon would eat is his own salmon eggs.
因为这个时候季节已经晚了，这个 salmon 他们唯一要吃的是 salmon 他们所产的卵。
So he took me to a sports store to buy beads that look like salmon eggs.
所以他们就去买这个。鱼饵，这个鱼饵呢，像是这个 salmon 的这个蛋。
You know, I was totally surprised when I got there because I always thought salmon egg, something orange, salmon egg.
他想说 salmon egg 好像是金黄色的，嗯。
But when I got there, I realized this: you can buy orange salmon egg, yellow salmon egg, green salmon eggs, or different shades of green salmon eggs.
他们去买的时候呢，朱传道才意识到。有红的、黄的、绿的，各种颜色，不同的形状也不同。
And then Rob explained to me.
然后 Rob 就说呢
，He said that when the salmon egg is in the water, as time goes on, it changes color through the season.
他说这个 salmon 这个蛋呢，在这个在水里面的，事实上不同的季节的时候呢，它的颜色会改变。
And so the salmon knows that.
因为这些 salmon 他们知道他们这个这样。
And it's not going to go near any salmon egg that doesn't look right.
所以如果是有 salmon egg 的话呢，只有这个 salmon 他知道什么是对的。
So he had to buy like 10 different colors.
所以他们要买很多种不同的颜色。
And try them all.
所以呢，每种都要试。
So that you can catch the right fish.
所以你才能够抓得到那个真正的 salmon.
You know, five brothers and sisters, we have an enemy.That knows us 5,000 years.
你知道，你以为我们都有一个仇敌，他已经认识我们五千年。
He knows exactly how to trick us, how to trap us.
魔鬼他知道什么样使我们跌倒，什么样使我们犯罪。
And so he's out to get us.
所以他在外面吞吃，寻找那个可吞吃的人。
But Jesus here gives an amazing statement. He says that if you're willing to follow him, however, God will provide enough light.So that you will know the way you're walking is the truth.
前面圣经告诉我们，当我们愿意遵循上帝的旨意的时候，他会用他的光光照我们，好让我们知道什么是真理。
There's a lot of counterfeit out there.
事实上，今天有很多假装的、伪装的一些东西。
But if you really want to follow God, you will actually see that Jesus' teaching is so reasonable, it makes so much sense that it fits your life.
事实上，当我们仔细的研读圣经的时候，你会发现耶稣所讲的话都是真理，事实上合于我们的信仰跟我们的生活。
I remember I had a friend in high school.
他有一个朋友在高中的时候。
And he was he converted from the Buddhist background to the Christian faith.
他从一个回教徒变成一个基督徒。
佛教徒
成为基督徒。
And he says, you know, he told me afterwards. He says Christianity makes so much sense.To him.
他的朋友告诉他说：“你知道吗？基督教的信仰是一个非常合逻辑的一个思想。”
He said, though, even though Buddhism taught him, to love his neighbor.
当佛教徒说你要爱他们的朋友的时候，邻舍的时候呢
But he says that Christianity makes sense because, you know, it seems like what he was studying, he says it put a lot of emphasis on life of an insect, life of an animal as equal to the life of a person.
因为在回教 的思想的里面，他们动物的生命跟人的生命呢是平等的。
But he says only Christianity makes of life make sense. It makes shows life in the balance as it is.
然而，只有基督教的信仰是一个平衡的一个信仰，是一个正确的信仰。
Let me ask you this morning, brothers and sisters, are you willing to obey the truth?
今天我们要问我们一个问题，是说我们是否愿意遵行上帝的旨意？
Do you truly want to follow God?
你真的愿意跟从神吗？
Most of us, we only want to follow God, but we only want to go so far.
很多的时候我们说我们愿意，但是我们只愿意到某一个地步而已。
Until it becomes not convenient for us.
到一个地步，当我们不方便的时候，我们就不跟从神了。
But if you're willing to obey God always, you will find the truth.
然而你若是愿意跟从神的时候，你就会认识神的真理是什么。
And last of all, Jesus said that the way you know you have the real Jesus is that his teaching glorifies God.
另外一个，你怎么样认识那个真正的耶稣呢？因为那个真正的耶稣是将荣耀归给神的耶稣。
Look at verse 18.
在第十八节的地方。
It says, "The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there's no falsehood."
人凭着自己求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这个人才是真的，在他心里没有不义。
Jesus says that his message.Following his teaching would lead to glorifying God.
耶稣说，你若跟从他的教导，你的结果一定是一个荣耀神的人生。
I read a comment that's really good. A person who makes the glory of God the object at which he aims will never go wrong.
当一个人他一生以荣耀神为他人生的目的的时候，这一生绝对不会是一个失败的人生。
Because all of life.It's about glorifying God.
因为事实上，你我们的人生的重要的目的，一生乃是为了要荣耀神。
But it's a message that Jesus you're following, glorifying God.
而耶稣，我们看到他就是一个荣耀神的人生。
We need to be careful here, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候必须要小心。
A while back, I was reading an interview of one of the fastest growing church in America.
有一次，苏常要看到人家在访问今天美国成长最快的这个教会。
And the article is, God wants me to be rich.
这个文章写说，神题目是神要我们成为一个富有的人生。
And he,
有钱。
And he went through the article and is describing the beautiful home he has, the large cars, the amazing growing.Ministry.
在这个文章里面讲到这个传道人他怎么样的有很多的很有钱很有车很有房子等等。
The message is very clear. If you follow me, if you follow this church, you will become rich.
他这篇文章的信息是说，假如你跟从我，你跟从这个我的讲的话，你就会得到金钱。
But brothers and sisters, where's the glory of God in that?
然而，弟兄姐妹，那个敬畏神的地方，荣耀神的地方在哪里？
There is no there. And as we've been called, it is what Jesus' teaching, God's real teaching, will lead us to take delight, to take joy in God Himself, above anything that He can provide for us.
耶稣所要给我们的信息，他是要带领我们能够更多的荣耀神，而超过其他一切的事情。
And our job as human beings is to magnify.God himself.
事实上，对于你我，我们人生的最高的目的，乃是为了要荣耀神。
It's like a diamond. A diamond when you put in the black background, it's even more beautiful, even more glorious.
就好像一个钻石，钻石若再放在一个黑色的一个背景，你看到这个钻石是一个荣耀的一个钻石。
We all know God is glorious.
我们知道上帝是一个荣耀的神。
But oftentimes our eyes become so blind that we don't see that.
很多的时候是因为我们自己的眼光是一个蒙蔽的眼光，我们没有看到上帝的荣耀。
That's why we need our eyes open by the true teaching of God to help us to see more and more God's glory.
因此，我们需要打开我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够真正的看到上帝的荣耀。
So Jesus himself gave us those three tests.
所以耶稣给我们这三个可以试验的一个方法。
And actually he gives us an illustration.
实际上也有他也给我们一个说明。
I'll close by this real quick. Look at verse 19 on.
我们可以从第十九节看到耶稣他用一个例子来说明。
He says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keep the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The crowd answered, you have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered them, I did one work and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment.
刚刚我们读十九节到第二十四节。
Real simple, real quickly. What Jesus is referring to here is what happened in chapter 5 of John.
在这个地方耶稣所讲的呢，在事实上是指约翰福音第五章的时候的那个神迹。
And there Jesus healed a man who was paralyzed for 38 years on the Sabbath.
在那个地方，在一个安息日的地方，耶稣治好一个瘫痪了38年的一个瘫子。
And so the Jewish leaders wanted to kill him because he broke the Sabbath.
犹太人的这些领袖，他们想要杀耶稣，因为最主要的原因是他在安息日做了一些他们觉得不应该做的事情。
This is man's teaching.
那个是人的一个教导。
See how Jesus break the teaching apart.
你可以看到耶稣他不遵循这个人从人来的这些教导。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
Jesus said that circumcision.To you, followers Moses, to the disciples of Moses, was important. But circumcision was actually before Moses.
耶稣在告诉他们，他们行割礼事实上是重要的事情。然而，他们遵循上帝的安息乃是在之前的事情。
And he says that circumcision was given by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
割礼的设立是在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的时候。
Now Moses' law requires circumcision.
在摩西的律法是有提到割礼的事情。
And it is to be done on the eighth day.
他们必须要在第八天的时候呢，给孩子行割礼。
Question: What happens if the eighth day is a Sabbath?
但是我们问一个问题：假如那个第八天正好是落在一个安息日的时候，怎么办呢
？You still circumcise a person.
事实上，你仍然要替这个孩子行割礼。
Because what does circumcision represent?
什么是一个割礼所代表的呢
？Circumcision represents the wholeness of a person to God physically.
割礼所代表的是一个人在上帝的面前成为一个完全的一个全人的一个代表。
And Jesus says this: I not only.Made a person whole. From the way circumcision is done, from the small part of his body.
耶稣说这个割礼呢，好像是一个很小的事情，但是割礼是使一个人成全完全的一个时刻。
But his Jesus healing truly made a whole person well.
然而耶稣在安息日使这一个人的病得到治好，也是同样的使这个人成为一个完全的人。
So by taking the argument to logical conclusion, he demonstrates that they're the ones who are breaking the law of Moses.
所以耶稣用这个例子来说明，事实上，那真正破坏摩西的律法的人是那些假冒为善的人。
And here, ultimately, the Pharisees couldn't answer him.
事实上，这些人他没有办法回答耶稣他所问的问题。
Because Jesus logically is right.
因为基本上耶稣所讲的事情都是对的。
From this logic, from the logical perspective, what Jesus said is true.
耶稣在那边所讲的都是一个真理。
So you can see that this is a teaching that is from beyond the earth, is from heaven.
我们可以看见耶稣他所讲的这个教导不是从这个地上来的，乃是从天上来的。
But his teaching also led to greater obedience to God.The man who was healed was changed. He was changed not only physically, but he was also changed spiritually.
然后我们看到，当这个耶稣所治好的人，不单是他的肉体上得到治好，事实上重要的，当他愿意遵循上帝的旨意的时候，这个全人得到一个治好。
And lastly, it glorifies God.
最后，这个人同样的，他也是一个荣耀神的人。
You see, the argument the Jews had against Jesus was if this man was sick for 38 years, why can't you wait another day to heal him? Why does it have to be on the Sabbath?
犹太人就问耶稣的问题说，既然这个人已经病了38年，为什么你不可以再多等一天呢？然后再把他治好。
But the whole point is that Jesus knew that this is the whole purpose of Sabbath.To demonstrate a whole person, a person be made well, so he healed on the Sabbath.
然后耶稣知道，因为安息日的治好病人是可以让这个人在上帝的面前可以完全的成为一个重新创造的人。
So he had to heal on the Sabbath, even though he knew it's going to lead to greater persecution.
所以他一定要在安息日治好这个人的病。他虽然知道安息日对这些法利赛人是一个人的规定的事情。
And so Jesus glorified God, Jesus obeys God, and Jesus showed that his teaching is from God.
所以我们看到耶稣是一个荣耀神的人，耶稣是一个遵行上帝旨意的人，耶稣更是一个从神所差来的人。
How about you?
你呢？
This morning,
今天早
上 the Jesus that you have, can you tell, could you say that his message is from God? Does the Jesus that you worship lead you?To greater obedience to God? Does the Jesus you worship makes you want to glorify God?
而今天我们坐在这里的人都值得我们思想，在你我们心中那个耶稣是不是一个荣耀神的一个耶稣，是不是一个遵行上帝旨意的耶稣，是不是一个从神而来的耶稣？
Because our life depends on it.
因为我们你我们的生命的判断呢，将会根据在这个基础之上。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告好吗？
Father God, thank you so much.
父神，我们再感谢你。
For giving us your precious Son.
因为你把主耶稣基督赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us in the darkness, but you have shown us your truth.
主，我们感谢，因为你把的真理赐给我们，以至于我们不被黑暗所隐藏了。
Lord, open our eyes that we would see your Son.Our Lord Jesus, and follow Him faithfully.
求主打开我们的心中，让我们看到耶稣的真正的耶稣，以至于我们可以跟从他。
Correct our false views of your Son.
求主改变我们对耶稣那个错误的认识。
And help us see Him and worship Him.
把我们帮助我们真正的认识他，我们也可以敬拜他。
In your precious name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.